Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
The pitch. Got him looking. Cueto with five strikeouts through three. He has not allowed a base runner. Another 0-2, and there's a line shot deep to right. That ball is gone. Two-run homer for Yasmani Grandal. It's 3-0 here in the fourth. 0-1, hit in the air out into deep left center. Way back there, that baby's going to go! A home run, Luis Robert, 5-3.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
How about that two-team Chicago baseball parlay last night? I didn't have it, but I'm sure some people did. Cubs beat up on the Pirates, getting 8 in the first. Wilson Contreras set Major League history. And the White Sox, the Gravemans were over last night. It didn't go well. He blows a 3-0 lead like that, like blank through a goose. And then Luis Robert finishes it and wins the ball game in extra innings.
Luis Robert.
That's right. Luis Robert. He got it done. Two-run bomb. And there was no jittery 10th inning from Liam Hendricks. 9 strikes out of 12 pitches. He just blew away the Royals. See you later.
Cap, it was just a nice, comfortable night watching the White Sox and the Royals, especially when the Sox were up 3-0. And then here comes Kansas City in the 8th. And people, Sox Nation, have wondered, like, where is Graveman? How come you don't play Graveman? He's in the back of the bullpen. Where's Graveman? You give Graveman the opportunity, and Graveman gave up the booty.
Yeah.
A three spot. And now I'm concerned. Now I'm pounding my hand on the kitchen table last night over dinner. Just like, come on now. Come on. It was a nice game. Benetti and Gordon Beckham spinning yarns. Nice, comfortable game on a beautiful night. And then this happens, right? The bottom falls out. But, you know, I've said this many times, Cap, and I'll keep telling you. At some point, I believe that Luis Robert is going to be an MVP. He's going to be that guy. There's guys to watch in this team, like Tim Anderson changed the game, and there's Moncada and Abreu. But there's something about Robert that tells me that he is going to be, not just for the Sox, a special player in baseball.
I completely agree. But I'd like to thank Mr. Graveman for keeping me from getting some action last night.
Oh, no sex because of Graveman, huh?
Yes.
What happened there?
My wife had a dinner, and I thought, I'm going to knock out these recaps. Got the Cubs one done. They won by a billion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 3-0. Going to time this perfectly. He's going to finish the 8th. They'll close it down in the 9th. Mindy will walk in the door. I gated off upstairs so the dogs couldn't get up in our bedroom.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get after it.
Uh-huh.
And then the Graveman thing happened.
The Graveman.
And I got to do my recap.
Yes.
And she came home.
Uh-huh.
What's up? Effing White Sox just blew a 3-0 lead. It's 3-3. I can't go to bed yet. Okay. Good night.
Ah.
Yeah. Blank blocker.
You blame Graveman.
The Graveman stopped me from having affairs with my wife.
Correct.
So you
completely ruined.
So now you're mad at Graveman. All right. So now you got heat with Graveman because you thought it might be an early night.
I thought I was getting late and it didn't happen.
It's funny. None of this happens unfiltered. It's funny. You never tell that. So you going to have that on the TV? I talk about that?
I might.
Yeah, it won't happen. It'd be nice to see that on TV. Welcome back. David Kaplan here at Unfiltered.
Let's go to Guaranteed Rate. Here's Kendall Graveman. I'd like to thank you for keeping me from getting laid.
Because you blocked me from getting laid. My wife went to bed because of you. Thanks a lot. So long, everybody. But I really liked what I saw from Robert. And on the other side, you know, Cap, what you want to do is you want to get to the ballpark early. You want to be able to see the first inning. Sometimes, you know, parking, all right, the line's long. I want to get my concessions. I just want to, all right, now I'll get a chance to sit down in a second. All of a sudden, you've missed everything. If you didn't get there early, you missed the fireworks of 8 runs in the bottom of the first. The Cubs just took the bull by the horns, and the Pirates had no chance. But this is why you get to the ballpark early, right? Don't be coming in the second and third inning. Get there early because you never know.
Yeah, don't LA it. In fact, Wilson Contreras, and I will find the tweet from Chris Kamka, but I think I can remember it correctly. Chris Kamka, the great stat man at NBC Sports Chicago, tweeted that Wilson Contreras became the first player in Major League history to hit a first-inning grand slam as a DH hitting from the one spot. It's never happened.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
How is it that in this great game that we watch and that's injected in our veins, how is it that there's history all the time? There's Scott Van Pelt saying, oh, there's Scott there. See, there he
is. Hey, good to see you, Scott.
So how does this happen, Cap? In this great game,
there's
always something new and some record broken.
It's not like the game started in 1990.
Exactly right.
1876.
How's that happen? How's something like that happen? It's 2022. You think we've seen everything. And then you see Wilson Contreras up there do what he did yesterday.
Double and grand slam in the first inning. 8-0. Extend Wilson Contreras. I said it in my recap last night on YouTube. People need to flood the Cubs with letters, emails. It's your team. It's a public trust. They may own it. It is a public trust. And if you're a Cubs fan, you should send them an email and simply say, extend Wilson Contreras. Are you people out of your mind?
Yes. Extend him the opportunity for him to be traded and go someplace else.
No!
Absolutely.
Stop yourself.
No, 100%. He doesn't deserve this. He doesn't deserve to be with the Chicago Cubs. You know that's a rebuild, a reset. Give Wilson the opportunity to compete in October. That's what I want because he's that good. He's versatile enough to be a catcher or a DH. Send him someplace so he can compete for a World Series championship.
He wants to be here.
I want him out of here.
Because he's the best catcher in town.
No, I'm not saying that. That's not debatable. There's no question about that. I just think that I know where this organization's going, and I think that he deserves better. He deserves better than the Cubs. I mean, you're going to wait all this time. You haven't extended him now. Clearly, that's not on Jed's mind. It's not.
I don't understand it. There has to be.
Don't worry about it. He should. You know, when they brought in Yan Gomes, I think that you knew what's going on. And also Wilson knew, too. Oh, bring another veteran catcher in. Why? I'm here. Oh, you don't want me here anymore. He'll be traded. And I hope it's to a contender because I think he's a gamer. And I think that he deserves to go someplace else.
Okay, there's going to be a story written at some point.
You're going to write it.
Hopefully I break it.
Yeah.
But if it's not me, it's Gordon Wittenmeyer or whoever is going to write a story. Here's the inside story of why Wilson Contreras was traded away. Because it's embarrassing.
That's a 14-20 ball club, and you know it's not going anywhere. I want to see him compete in October. You can't do it on this ball club. Not for the next couple of years. You know that too.
You might
like the guy, but you love the team more. What's more important to you? Wilson Contreras or the ball club? The ball club.
Okay. I want
answer the question. The ball club.
Yeah, I'm a Cub fan.
I know he's listening. I don't care. The ball club's more important. And the future of the ball club's more important.
What doesn't make sense is you have a guy who wants to be here, who's performing number one at his position in all of baseball. Number freaking one.
I get it.
He's fiery. He's tough. He's passionate. Hard-nosed. Use any adjective you want. That dude is the face of what you do. We don't want him.
Yeah, the face of what you do. You're 14-20. I want him to be part of a team where he's one of the faces of a playoff team, a World Series contender.
The Cardinals didn't act that way. They kept Yadier Molina even when they had tough years.
That's fine. It's a different organization and better organization.
No doubt.
Okay, that's because they do business the right way.
Well, that's why I locked this dude up.
Now, listen, if you really like Wilson Contreras, and apparently you do, clearly you do, you want what's best for him.
I love the guy.
Okay, well, then good. Then he should be traded.
No.
I want to see him in October in the American League just tearing it up. And I know that he's a good catcher. He's the best catcher in town. There's no question about that. Shout out to Yasmani Grandal. Hey, man, when you know it's a play-to-plate, why don't you take your mask off, throw it away, and then catch the baseball? How about that? It's amazing you got a DH behind the plate on the south side. It's amazing. And by the way,
DH hitting in the 190s.
Oh, no, it was. No, no question. I mean, he's a DH. You got a DH behind the plate in Grandal. He does give you some offense, though. He got a home run yesterday. I get that, but just defensively, leaves a lot to be desired. So I like to put this on the poll, please, JR, at ESPN 1000. What is the bigger surprise last night? Johnny Cueto or Wade Miley?
A great question.
You turn on baseball, and you don't expect a lot from either ball club. It is Miley, by the way, on the mound. You're not expecting a lot.
I thought we'd get 5 innings out of Miley, 4 out of Johnny Cueto.
Yeah.
Between the two? Oh, my God. They gave up what? I think it was Cueto 6 innings, Miley 7 innings.
Yeah. Miley gave you 7 innings of 6 strikeouts, one hit.
No runs.
And then Cueto, that's the biggest surprise for me last night. Like, okay, it's a bullpen game. All right, let's settle in here. And he was stellar. He turned the clock back.
He did.
Boy, that's a shot in the arm that you need, man. You don't have Lance Lynn. You have Giolito with the little COVID because he'll be back soon, right?
There was talk they could activate him today. I don't know if that's going to happen.
So, but that's the shot in the arm that you needed. I like that.
It was great.
So what's the bigger surprise last night, Cueto or Miley?
Probably Cueto.
I didn't expect anything. I expected that to be a full bullpen game where Graveman would pitch, you know, 4 or 5 innings. Yeah.
Blank blocker. Jesus is in North Carolina. Jesus!
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
All right. All right, geez, what do you have?
All right, so our favorite trade, I'm a Sox guy, our favorite trade partner recently has been the Cubs.
Stop, you're not getting Contreras.
What can we do to get Contreras? Hood, I'm telling you, what can we, give up Grandal, Velasquez, a prospect, what can we get?
Grandal, Velasquez, are you insane?
Well, hey, Susie, keep in mind that the Cubs are bereft of quality in the minor league, so I'm sure we can give them a couple of A-ball or double-A prospects to try to help build that farm system.
Not happening.
Well, he won't be here by the
way. Out of it, Cap.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
Take your bias out of it, man.
Not taking bias. There is no bias. They're not trading you a 2-time all-star catcher who's leading the catchers in every stat, and you're not parting with something that hurts.
I tell you what, man. He would look good in a Sox uniform, wouldn't he?
We'll take Dylan Cease. You can have him.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. See you later.
You can take Johnny Cueto.
Yeah, I'm not trading Wilson Contreras. My guy.
Yeah, I mean, you're not, but the Cubs should.
Yeah, they're stupid. 312-332-3776. What should the Cubs do with Wilson Contreras?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Is that your tease? That's going to bring him in.
What, exactly.
What should the Cubs do with Wilson Contreras?
The actual tease is my partner needs a new barber. His barber's 82. He wants to fire him.
That'll bring him in.
He wants to fire his barber.
What should we do with Wilson Contreras? About that, huh?
My partner needs a new barber. His barber's 82. Hoodie wants to pull the plug. How do you tell him? We'll be right back.
Take that.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
So you've had a barber for several years. Nice man. Has the newspaper for you.
So I have a barber named Gene.
Yep.
And He's 82, Cap. And I've been around him. He's in Auburn Gresham. And I've been going to him for 8 years. But Gene hurts me. He hurts me. He does a nice job on the fade, cuts it nicely. But when it gets close, man, I don't know what it is. I feel like I'm being bladed in a wrestling, in pro wrestling. He gets here on the top, and there's a stream of blood that comes out. I said, Gene. I said, there's a cut. Oh, sorry. Now, Gene is Haitian, and he doesn't speak a lot of English. You know, when I come in and say, hey, morning, Gene. He says, oh, the weather, huh? The weather. Nice. And that's it. That's all. That's the only English that he speaks. That's it. The weather. And then he hands me the newspaper. He goes, would you like the newspaper? Now, just like you, I guess you guys are kindred spirits because he has the Sun-Times. And he has it right there for me. He also has a Tribune. And if the Defender's printing that month.
That's my newspaper like that.
He hands it to me. Paper. So you can see he's old school, right? Completely old school. Because he hands me a newspaper like it's 1984. I guess he expects me to just cross my legs and just be able to read the paper while he gives me a shave and a haircut, right? Mm-hmm. But this is what he does. Now, here's the thing. The reason why I like him. It's convenient, number one. And number two, every time I come in there, it's empty. Now, in these barbershops that I go to.
Might be a tip.
I mean, yeah. So it's empty every time I go in there. His brother also works there. But his brother also has a smock on. He's sitting in his seat, and he's sleeping. I don't know if he gets customers, Cap. I don't. I've never seen him cut hair. But he's there, sitting there, and he's usually in a slumber. As I, you know, I walk in, you know, 10 a.m., 10:30, the view is just blasting. Channel 7 is just blasting, right? It's just like, Gene, your brother, sleep, you know. That's it. I mean, he doesn't have many English words. And he just cuts my hair. But I think his eyesight's going. I think so. I think that there's a problem, and I feel like I should change. I love that guy because he doesn't do a lot of talking. He offers me a newspaper, offers me a peppermint. He's got the old tin, and he opens up the tin. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't say candy, or would you like some? It's just like, no, sir, no candy thing. Oh, and I don't know how long that candy's been sitting there, probably since the Clinton administration. I don't know. But, I mean, he's got the same tin he offers me every time I come in there, every month, right? Opens up the tin, all these peppermints. It's like going to your aunt or uncle's house, right? Would you like to have a little candy, a little taffy? You know, that kind of thing,
right? Hard candy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Altoid?
Exactly. And who knows how long those have been in there, right? And so no candy, sir. Thank you. But, Cap, I think his eyesight's going. And I showed you a picture. I put it in the text chain for everyone to see. You know, it's funny. Gene's been around for a long time. He cuts hair, but clearly he doesn't get a haircut. Clearly.
Oh, I know. I was looking at the picture. His hair is horrible.
Like, who cuts your hair? Now, I'm thinking it should be his brother, but his brother is not cutting hair because he's sleeping. He's napping. It's Cap, we get out here at 10. I go in there at 10:30. He's napping at 10:30. He's already asleep. Hey, wake up. Hey, why don't you do some cleanup around here, for God's sakes? He's always sleeping. Sleeping. So Gene just asked me, how's the weather? And then but Cap, I'm concerned, though. I feel like I should change. Now, Shay, you've got yourself a new barber as well, right?
Yes.
Why'd you change?
Well, I actually had a kind of a similar issue, and I don't have it's not like a race thing. I don't want to make it that, but I went to a barber, and it was a lot of Hispanic guys. They were great guys, but every time I go in there, they would all just talk to each other in Spanish, and I was like, it makes you feel like a little anxious because I don't understand what they're saying. I'm like, are they talking about me? And you know, I think that the guy barber relationship is one of the best relationships you can have in your life outside of maybe like you and your wife, you and your family, you and your best friends. The guy barber relationship is a very important one. And I wanted to find somebody who I like. So I went and got a new haircut yesterday from a new guy. And going in at 11 a.m., they always ask you, like, are you going to work later? Are you off today? What's going on? I said, no, I already worked this morning. He said, what do you do? I said, I work in radio. And then the rest of the haircut, he spent telling me stories and memories about Artie Lang and Howard Stern. The entire haircut. Soon as I said I work in radio, he's like, I want to tell you everything I know about the Howard Stern show.
Now, what was better? Hanging out with the homies? Or having a guy just tell you all he knows about radio? Which is best?
I think the homies was better.
See?
The homies was much better, actually.
Or Gene, who doesn't really bother you with conversation.
Right, because he doesn't know what I do. He has no clue of what I do. He just offers me the newspaper. It might be today's paper. It might be last week's. But he offers me the paper. Sometimes. Huh,
so do you fight if you fire him and start going to Rick's Barbershop?
Yeah.
Do you have to, Gene, I'm making a change. I won't be coming in anymore. Or just stop showing up.
I feel like if I don't show, Cap, I feel like it'll be another business in the South Side will close. I don't know what kind
how
of business
you pay?
You get. $30. 25 plus the tip.
Five.
Yeah. I feel
your
like
30 isn't keeping him open.
I don't know. I never see anyone in there. And that's the convenience of it, right? Man, you get around the holidays, you want to get a nice haircut, want to get faded up real nice. It could be 100 people in there, right? But when you go to Jeans, empty.
No one here.
I want to take somebody to come in there, but I'll give you a nice video. Now, you saw some of the shop, right?
Right.
You can see how old it is, right?
Correct.
Old school. You saw the picture, right?
Like he has a picture behind him.
Yes.
The picture, you could tell he took a picture of Harold Washington.
Yes.
And he put him over somebody that was in the picture.
I don't know who that was.
But on that picture, so I said to you, I got to name everybody that's in that picture. Right in the center is President Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Above him is his brother, the late Bobby Kennedy.
Yes.
Martin Luther King.
Yes.
Coretta Scott King.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know who he taped over, but he taped a picture of Harold Washington over somebody else.
I don't know who that is. No, I have no idea.
But that picture's such a microcosm of how different things are today.
Yes. Yes, but that picture had to be from like 1981, 1979, somewhere in there.
Right.
It's an old picture. You can see an old portrait.
Oh, yeah. It's all black and white, like pencil portrait.
Yes.
Framed.
Yes.
So good.
But that's what the whole shop looks like. But Shay, here's the question, though. See?
Kind of like Coming to America, that barbershop.
In some ways, yes. Old school
man
like that.
Wants to be called Ali, we call him Ali.
I was just going to say, I think you can tell, can't you tell if a barbershop is going to be good or not by what's on the walls? Like, I walk in yesterday and they've got a bunch of, like, kind of stereotypical, like, chic male barbershop stuff. And I'm like, this is just going to be kind of a cookie cutter experience. You walk into a barber and it's like wooden walls and knickknacks on the wall that look like they're from their childhood basement in 1965.
Right.
They've got like a Darth Vader model next to like a picture from a movie like Back to the Future or something. It's all like vintage knickknacks. You know you're at a good barber. You're about to get a really nice haircut.
That's right.
Or our great sponsor, Great Clips, where you can get the neck rub and the whole thing.
I don't know if they do fades. I'm not sure if they do.
They should put that in their advertising.
Uh-huh. I don't know if they do fade-ups.
Get the VIP experience and the neck rub. And we do fades.
So what should I do? I mean, I feel like if I don't go there anymore, Cap. I mean, I like the old-timer because, you know, he just does it. But he's been cutting me right over the forehead. As he tries to line me up, I go, Gene, I'm bleeding right here. Oh, and he's got some kind of like whatever box.
Antiseptic.
Yeah, and he's putting it over there. Like, I don't know how old that antiseptic is. I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's something for 2022. I know that. It's an old tube.
I think you just stop showing up.
Oh.
But it goes to the relationship, right? I mean, if you don't show up, then you may never see Gene again. I mean, that's your dude, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that's where this becomes the question: is how do you leave your barber? I'm with Cap. I think you just stop going. But I do think it's one of those kind of important relationships in a male's life where, like, you don't want to just stop showing up to the barber. You've built some rapport with this person,
and he's he's an old Haitian, and he's been around for a long time. You could tell.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I might be the only thing holding it up, Cap. Quite frankly.
Your $30 is not holding it up. I hate to break it to you. Al has a barber for you. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hey, boys. Buddy, I think you got to first let poor Gene down easy. You know, maybe give him a thank you card with a nice tip. Maybe see him one last time. But after that, you got to check out Funk's, 429 South Dearborn. It's a great barber shop. They do a lot of the Chicago Bears guys, a lot of the local athletes and things like that. So check them out. They do a great job.
All right, Al. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate you, buddy.
I like the tip, too. I like the, you gave me the address. See, Cap, that's, it's a tough thing, then. I mean, have you ever had to part with someone that you're loyal to? Maybe, you know, whether it's a bakery
or
a store?
Well, Cap's obviously parted with his barber.
Oh! Yeah, because I'm bald, JR. Where'd you park the cop car, Dick Tracy?
Heavy on the dick on that, Tracy.
So how'd you do it, Cap?
I just stopped going.
Mm-hmm.
I just, that's it.
Right.
I'm out.
I do think that's the cleanest way for the barber, especially. I mean, but it feels bad because you know the person well. Like in Hoodie's case, he knows this guy very well. But I do think the best option is you just stop showing up.
I think Shay, we have to answer Shay's question too, because he's around people. He says he was at a Latino barbershop and he says that no one was talking to him. He didn't understand the language, so he went to someone new. And then he goes to some place, and the guy's a chatterbox telling you everything about radio. Well, which is best?
Right. Would it be rude to put your AirPods in?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes.
Huh?
Right. So we got two barber questions going at the same time.
All right, 312-332-3776. How do you break up with your barber? Do you just stop going? Be right back.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter, at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
All right, rolling on the Cap J. Hood Show. Hoodie's got to fire his barber. Guy's cutting him.
Bleeding, man.
Yeah.
Like Ric Flair.
He's 82 years old.
Yeah.
And does Hoodie just stop showing up, or does he have the discussion, even though the guy doesn't speak English?
Now, you understand what you mean. You know, you understand what I mean when I talk about being cut, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the razor going, and he's just slicing me up here almost every other time.
Right. Not like stitches, just a little nick.
Yeah. But the blood's coming down.
Right.
I feel like I didn't wrestle Dusty Rhodes. I just came here for a barbershop.
What is that? Oh, God!
Cut me, Lou.
Pretty much. I mean, I feel like I'm in a wrestling match, and it's kind of like,
Mick. It's just like, I got to open my eyes.
It's like, Gene. It's like, Gene, come on, man. And go, oh. And he puts the little, what is that little cream
called
on there?
Called a septic pencil.
Yes. And I don't know how old that thing is,
too,
by the way.
They roll it on there, and it stops the blood.
God.
I keep one in my shaving bag.
Yeah.
So that, if like, I'm on the road, and I'm shaving, and I got to go do a game, and I got one dress shirt. I can't get blood all over it.
Right.
Oh, septic pencil.
Oh.
Man, those things sting, don't they?
They do sting bitch. But
they stop. They work.
They stop the blood.
Yeah, I own one. Yes.
Because I shaved my head. I'm my own Gene.
Yeah.
And I got the newspaper, and I shaved my head.
Yes.
And that septic pencil has saved me.
Just feel bad, man. This is my fourth barber in my life. The first barber was my dad's friend, Mr. Ford. Remember back in the day, you didn't know the first name of the people. It was just always Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
Didn't know the first name.
Right.
I think it was Willie Ford.
Yeah.
He'd come by when I used to have the big afro when I was a child, and he'd cut my hair, and my dad said, hey, I told you to cut the boy's hair, and he just smashed the afro down. But his hair is so nice, Hood. Just keep it the way it is. You just smash it. So it's like snip, snip, snip. Bring the hair down. I told you to cut the boy's hair. Then he'd fight, and I'd just kind of like sneak off the chair. Like when they go back and forth, you know, go play with my friends.
I loved my barber, Joe and Frank,
mm-hmm.
and Tony, those three dudes.
Yeah.
At Classico. They were the greatest.
That's right.
I don't have any hair anymore. Sorry.
But there's nothing like being at the barber shop and being able to be comfortable with your barber, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was with Josephine. She was my barber at LA Barbers when I was in high school up to college. She was great. Went to another guy, you know, he was great. And now this is my fourth barber, and it's kind of like, this is not working. I feel bad, man. I feel like I'm the only one holding up that barbershop.
Right. Like, I felt bad when I left my guys, three Italian dudes, Tony Tenuta, Joe Miranda, and Frank Cesario. They were my guys.
Yeah.
My brother was still going there. I don't have any hair anymore. Sorry. Let's go to the phones. How about Terrence over in Hamlin? Hey, Terrence.
Captain Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop. What's up, T?
What's up, fellas?
What up, T?
Hey, man. All right, Caddy. I know you got a situation going on, Huddy. Now, I just want you to understand that those old school barbershops aren't really around anymore. And the average haircut at a black barbershop is somewhere around $60 to $100 now.
Well, the one I'm paying, I'm taking care of my guy. I think he's very grateful for what I'm giving. $60 for a haircut? I don't know if I can do that.
I'm telling you, Cap. I'm telling you, you gotta shop around because these black barbers, like I pay about $100 for me and my son, and he's 8 years old. But I've been knowing my barber since high school, so I get a little discount.
Wow, combined?
Yeah, combined. I'm telling you, there's haircuts in Chicago at black barbershops that cost about $100 a head.
Wow. All right, we're losing you on your cell. Have a great day, man. Appreciate you, Terrence.
$100.
I will say to his point, I went and got a new haircut yesterday from a new guy, $52.
No shave?
With the shave.
Oh, with the shave, okay.
Got a full face of hair there, if you call that a beard.
Oh, come on now. That's
now you're judging beards over there.
How about that?
This is definitely a beard. That was just a weird stray shot.
Well, you said he shaved you.
No, he trimmed. He cut it way down. He shaped it, lined it up. You got to have that done.
A little mangy.
I tell you one thing, Shay Norling. You got to figure out your situation too. You were with the homies, and you don't speak Spanish, but yet that was more pleasing for you, I think, than the guy that's going to chat you up on radio, right?
I know. I think I'm going to go back.
Next time he gets a haircut, the guy brings him his tapes.
You know what he does? Yeah, exactly. You know what he does? He goes, you know what you got to do, buddy?
Over there?
You got to go home and go on YouTube, and you got to look up when Joe Buck was on with Artie Lang on HBO. That's what you got to do. You'll love it.
Kind of similar to being in an Uber or a taxi. You kind of like it quiet. Unless you're Cap. He's a chatterbox. He'll talk to anybody. He'll talk to a lamppost if he'll talk back. But the point is, though, is that
I
you like to
people.
I understand, but the lampposts don't speak. But I just think it's fascinating, though, that when you are going to a barber or when you're going to being in an Uber, so you don't mind a little chit chat. But apparently, this guy went full bore.
We were on the road in Arizona, and Yurko went and sat in the front seat with the Uber driver of the Suburban we were in.
Yeah,
because the guy was, I think, Bosnian or Croatian. Yurko wanted to have. They were talking in dialect. It was
that's awesome.
I'm sitting back there. It was me, Danny, Carmen, and maybe Delavitt. And we're listening to this going, okay, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's go back to the phones. Vic. Hi, Vic.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hello, Vic.
I'm great. Okay, so a friend of mine, she used to cut my hair, and then she actually got out of the business. So I asked her, what should people do? Because women have the exact same problem, you know, with the person who cuts your hair and then thinking about changing. She told me the best thing to do is just stop going. No need to formally break up with them. Yeah. Nothing. She said the best thing to do is just to stop going.
Vic, I miss your cookies.
Oh, I am baking so many cookies right now. It's not even funny. Oh, my God. I'll get you guys some. Actually, I want to send some down to Peggy and Dion, too.
Okay.
I'll get another box to you guys in the mail, probably in the middle of summer when it's a little slower for me.
You're awesome. So, I can't wait, Vic.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Take care, guys. Have a great day. Thanks.
You too. See
bye-bye.
312-332-3776.
She's sending us a box of cookies pretty soon.
They're amazing.
Maybe I'll get one this time.
What?
I'm just saying, never saw one.
If you didn't leave the show half the time to go do these fake remotes.
Oh!
Ariel in Elmwood Park.
Wow.
Ariel.
What's up, Hoodie and Cap? How you guys doing?
What up?
What's up, man?
Hoodie, I'm a barber, by the way. The easiest dilemma for you that you have is the fact that he's 82 years old. Yeah. No social media. He won't be able to find you cheating on him with another barber. You're good to go, buddy. Just don't even worry about it. Just go ahead and move on over to somebody else. But, listen, but I'll tell you one thing from a barber's perspective. We definitely appreciate the loyalty you have. But it gets to a point where you just got to move on, man. Keep it moving.
Are you charging $60 a head?
No, man, I'm not there yet. I'm probably closer to closer to 50.
Okay, that'll work, yeah. Right, Cap?
I would think.
That works.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Ariel? I might have to go see you, man. That sounds good.
Hey, here, real quick. I'm actually not cutting hair at the barbershops anymore. I'm doing house calls more than anything now. I used to cut out Sean Jeffrey, to be honest, for when he was here with Chicago. That was a beautiful thing, man. A great, it was pretty awesome to how humble the guy was, man.
Hey, you cut his hair. No wonder you left Chicago. No one again.
Take that.
All right, man.
Have a good day, man.
Hey, you guys have a great one, man.
Appreciate you. All right. 312-332-3776. Look what you've done. Phone lines are just jammed. Do you fire your barber? Do you not? And then don't forget, we have Albert Breer with our NFL update at 8:35. Mm-hmm. And really looking forward to talking to Bobby Marks today, former NBA front office exec. What do the Bulls do with the Lonzo Ball situation? We'll get into that, plus Zach LaVine. But how does Hoodie break up with his barber? Do you just stop going? Or is that rude to 82-year-old Jean? 312-332-3776. Be right back.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
You must be out of your damn mind. Joe Louis, the greatest boxer ever lived. I'll be with you boys in a minute. He was bad in Captain Clay. He bad in Sugar Ray. He bad in that. Who that? The new boy had. Mike Tyson. Looked like a bulldog. He bad in him too. He done whipped Mike Tyson there. He whipped all their asses.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
Man, it's nothing like a good argument at a barbershop. Got the chessboard out. It's a place, man. Listen, if you don't have the wherewithal to go to a restaurant or to a bar to talk about your wife or your kids or sports, whatever, the barbershop is the next best place. Well, just to chill.
Correct
just
me
talk.
If I'm wrong, but when our parents were alive,
yeah.
Your dad, my dad, they're both gone.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. The Saturday morning at the barbershop, you'd find people. I remember my dad telling me people would come in. Hey, I got four TVs in the back if you're interested.
Sure.
Like they would move merchandise out the back of barbershops.
Yeah.
Sports betting went on at barbershop. Like mm-hmm. That was like the spot.
Yes.
Go in and get a cup of coffee. What time's your haircut? 9. I'm going down at 7:30 so I can chop it up with all the guys.
Yeah.
That was like the hangout.
It's a place to go to get away from everything else.
Correct.
Speak openly, speak freely.
Correct.
Yeah, you're going to be judged, but you know what? It's a good place to argue. Like, if you can't get liquor in there, and if nothing else, you can get yourself a cup of coffee, a pop, whatever.
They'd play cards.
Yeah, and just be able to just chill.
Right.
And just be able to speak your mind.
It's not like that now.
Can't do that at home sometimes, but you could do it at the barbershop.
Correct.
You could do it at the barbershop.
It's not like that anymore. 312-332-3776. We have a barber on the phone.
All right.
Booze the Barber would like to talk with you, Jonathan. Hey, Booze, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, what's up going on, fellas?
What up, Booze?
How are you? First time, long time.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
So, yeah, I was just hearing what you guys were saying. It's cool to hear you guys talk about barbers and what it means to you. And so I like hearing the public talk about it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the way you were talking about leaving your barber, I hear a lot of people say just don't show up. That's fine. You know, we're not going to lose sleep over that. But if you like the guy, go in, shake his hand, say thanks, and just tell him you're moving out of the neighborhood. Or, you know, it's some people do it all the time. They leave the city and they just tell us thanks for your service, give us a little handshake, the half hug pat on the back, and it's kind of a cool thing. You know, if you're a grown up or an adult, it's not a big deal. But again, if you just don't show up, it's no big deal.
I know what you're saying. You figure, like, he's been able to provide a service for you for a while. Give him the courtesy to say, hey, I'm moving on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially an old-timer like that. He gives you a newspaper. He sounds pretty old school.
Yes, he is.
That'll make his day, you know what I mean? Give him a little extra tip. Maybe a little retirement thing for him. Put it on the shelf or something.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That is good. That's good. That's very classy, Booze.
Booze, you're the man. Where do you
classy,
cut hair,
you know
Booze? Where do you cut hair?
Public barber on Wilson in Uptown.
Okay.
There you go.
Accommodate everybody, dude. So
if I had hair, Booze, I'd come see you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right,
we'll see you. There you go.
Have a good day, fellas.
Public barber on Wilson in Uptown.
What about the man over my shoulder here? What about him?
Shay?
What about Shay Norling? his scenario. What are you going to do, Shay?
I'm going back to the homies. I think I've decided I'm going to go back and hang out. I don't mind it. People on social media are like, I promise they aren't talking about you. They're just talking about baseball. And we do sit there and we chat about baseball a lot. So I actually kind of believe that.
Hold on a second. Hey, hang on a second. So people on social media told you, like, don't worry about the time of baseball. What kind of, how do you know?
I don't know. It does seem a little, like, stereotypical,
it
maybe.
It is.
But
like, don't worry about it. Talk about baseball. What, do you got some thoughts on Juan Soto?
I got to say, like, there's two things I like at the barber. Stories about Howard Stern and Artie Lang just talking my ear off about your favorite bits and stuff. Don't care. That's awful. But when I go to the barber and people want to argue with me about sports, I can do that. That's fun.
Let's go back to the phones. Chase on the south side. Hey, Chase.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up?
What's cracking, Chase?
Hey, just before I get started, man, I love y'all show. I've been listening to y'all show for the last 3 years, so I love y'all show.
Appreciate you.
But, yeah, Hoodie, I kind of got a similar situation, but my situation was I also got a barber for you. But I had a similar situation where my barber did the same thing where he used to always, I've been going to him for the last 12 years, but the problem with this barber was that he used to always, his time was never valuable with nobody's time. Uh-huh. He wouldn't answer the phone when you call, you know, like I call him and say, hey, what time are you available? He'll say, I'm coming in 12. I come in 12, he got like 3-4 people in front of me. Uh-huh. So he'll have you sitting there for like 6 hours. Then on top of that, he used to drink a lot on the job, drink a lot while you cutting your hair and stuff. So the way I did, after a while, I got tired of it. So I went to the same barber that's in the same shop.
Man, so you know that's foul. Wait a minute. You know that's foul. You went to a different barber in the same shop. So you said, I ain't going to deal with you. I'm going to deal with this dude in the same shop.
The reason why I did that was because he wasn't there. So I called him. I told him he wouldn't answer. Like I said, he don't answer the phone. And then he just don't show up. And I needed a haircut. So I was like, I went to him. And ever since then, he'd been cutting my hair. And plus, he does appointments. So the shop is called Anybody Gets Cut. It's on Dalton Sibley. I don't know how often you come to Dalton.
But Dalton.
It's on,
yeah.
Huh?
In Dalton, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, in Dalton. And it's called Anybody Gets Cut. And he charged $40.
Oh, my God. How about that?
Hey, man, have a great day, okay?
All right, you guys. Take care.
Appreciate you.
You know that's foul, man. You don't like the barber there. He wasn't there, so you can go to another guy in the same shop. What does the other guy think? The original guy.
Quit drinking, and maybe I'll come back.
In the same shop, though, man.
It seems uncomfortable for Chase, too, because you have to spend the whole time looking at that barber.
Yes.
All right. We have got shot or no shot. That comes your way in 2 minutes. And listen on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and on the ESPN Chicago app. Watch us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN 1000 Chicago. Be right back.
Take that.